Okay, it's the 24th day of, what is this, September 2017, year of our Lord at Zion Baptist Church. I see we have five Lord's Days next month. It's the end of September. We're sort of going to continue where we left off last Lord's Day. I did not get to go to Luke, but we will get there today. We're going to be reading from John chapter 8, but actually Revelation 2:4 is a scripture that Jesus has a complaint with the church at Ephesus, where he says, "Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love." I read something where it was said that Charles Spurgeon said a quote, "Was I ever a child of God?" when he read that scripture. "I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love." Was I ever a child of God? The title of the sermon today will be "Child of God or Child of Satan?" John chapter 8 and verse 44. John chapter 8 and verse 44. Child of God or child of Satan? Jesus says, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father will ye do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." Our God, we pray for your mercy this morning. Thank you for the reading of your word. Thank you for your people. Thank you for those that are here this morning. I pray, O God, your mercy upon them as your church servant tries to feed your sheep and your lambs. Help us, O Lord, this day, we pray, and have mercy upon us. I certainly pray for those down in Texas, Florida, the Caribbean, Puerto Rico, Mexico, all the places where this devastation has hit. Lord, you might have mercy upon them. Use these events, O Lord, to draw them nigh unto thee. Certainly, Lord, it should cause them to come before the throne of grace, pleading for your mercy upon them. Certainly, Lord, it should cause them to see that they are not in control, but you are. There are many, Lord, that will be blaming these things on the devil, but it is you who calm the seas and calm the wind. It is you who directs the lightning bolts.
That's right.
We plead for your mercy upon them, O Lord, that you might help them and use this for your glory. Pray for Brother Steve Wooten. Pray for that relief effort that's feeding those folks down in Texas that Brother Larry and Sister Edna have been to. Have mercy upon them and help them, O Lord. Provide for them, Lord, that they may do what you would have them to do there. Help us always to remember to pray for those saints that are scattered all over the world helping people. Pray that you'd restore Brother Steve to his health, O Lord, that he may again preach the gospel from the pulpit, be able to be around folks, share the gospel as he loves to do. Forgive us where we fail thee. Forgive us of our sins. We ask it in the Lord Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, brethren, I will attempt to convince you today to examine yourselves to see if you are truly a child of God or if you are a child of the devil. It is very evident that the Pharisees in the Lord Jesus' day thought that they were children of God. They were deceived, and they deceived themselves into thinking that they were the children of God. the children of the God, the Creator of all, the Holy God of the Scriptures, but they were not. Saul of Tarsus thought he was a child of God. He deceived himself, convinced himself that he was a child of the Most High, doing the work of the Most Holy God by persecuting those that were truly God's children. You can find that in Acts chapter 7, where they laid the clothes of the witnesses, laid their outer garments at the feet of Saul. The Bible says a young man, which means he was probably at least 30 years of age then, because just a couple of chapters after that, he was called a man, remember, by Ananias. So there is a man. So means he was probably 40 or above. So, and I think probably Judas Iscariot thought he was a child of God. He attached himself with the Lord Jesus Christ, followed him, was at his beckoning call, was part of the 12 that Jesus chose. And in Matthew chapter 26 and verse 25, he said unto him, "Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? And he said unto him, Thou hast said." But Judas was a liar. He knew what he had already done and was doing. He went and had already gone to the chief priest and said unto them, "What will you give me? And I will deliver him unto you." And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. So don't feel too sorry for Judas when he said, "Master, is it I?" As though he were wondering, was it he that was going to betray Christ? Because he had already made the covenant with the chief priest for 30 pieces of silver. He didn't sell his soul to the devil for 30 pieces of silver. He was already the son of Satan. Always had been. But I guess he had deceived himself into thinking, as they all do, that he was a child of God. In John chapter 8, we'll back up to verse 39. We could go further, but for time's sake, we'll start at verse 39. "And they answered and said unto him," this is when Jesus was telling them about the true children of Abraham, "and they answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father." This is the Pharisees. "Abraham is our father." And Jesus saith unto them, "If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham." Well, now, surely they were the children of Abraham. I mean, they kept pretty good birth records of who their father was and their father's father and their father's father. And genealogy meant a whole lot to those Jews. So surely they were related, but they were not of Abraham's spiritual seed. They were of Abraham's fleshly seed. And Jesus was talking about Abraham's spiritual children, those children of faith. "But now you seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father." Then said they to him, "We be not born of fornication, we have one Father, even God." So there's no doubt they thought they were children of God. Jesus said unto them, if God were your Father, ye would love me. For I proceed forth and came from God, neither came I of myself, but he sent me. So, Christian people, you people who think you are children of God, if you are children of God, then you love the Lord Jesus. Not in word only, James says, but you love him in deed. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And if you are truly a child of God, you are reading his commandments and you are keeping his commandments. And don't tell me otherwise. Don't tell me otherwise. All believers, all true children of God, hunger and thirst after righteousness, they have a great desire to grow spiritually, to grow in grace, to grow in the knowledge of their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They hunger after the Word of God. They go where the Word of God is preached. They want to hear it because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, and they want their faith increased. Now, if that doesn't describe you in some way or another, you are yet lost in your sin, separated from God, alienated from him. You need to go to the wicket gate and see if you can't find the cross from there, if you've got a heavy burden on your back. But if you don't have a heavy burden on your back, that you're guilty before God, no need to go to the wicket gate. You must be born from above. You must be born from above. And you can't do that yourself. Why do ye not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. Well, certainly they could hear him. He was standing right there in front of them. But they didn't have hearing ears. They didn't have spiritual ears to where they could hear spiritual things. They could only hear with their outer ear. They were of their father, the devil. They could not hear him. They could only hear the words that he said. They couldn't hear and understand the meaning of the words that he said. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father will ye do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not, because your daddy is a liar. Because your daddy is a liar and you are a liar, you can't hear the truth, you don't know the truth, you don't want to know the truth, and because I tell you the truth, you don't believe me. Which of you convinceth me of sin? Haven't we read that somewhere before? Which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do ye not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. Now, I don't know about for you, but for me that's just not hard to understand. You're either a child of God or you're a child of the devil. One of the two. You'll have to determine which. Everybody thinks they're a child of God, and some, the Muslims think they're a child of God. Oh, they bow down and do that, putting their face to the mat, and the Roman Catholics kneel and get up and kneel and get up and kneel and get up, and Episcopalians kneel and get up and kneel and get up, and they call that worship. They are paying respect and to God by kneeling. No different than the Pharisees did. No different than the Pharisees did. You can do all the religious things that you want to do. Buddhists, Muslims, Catholics, I don't care what you are, you can do all the religious things that you want to do, that does not mean you're a child of God's. It's evident Jesus told these Pharisees, ye are of your father the devil. They thought they were children of God's. They were not. You have to determine, are you a child of God really? Or are you not? If you listen to this sermon and it kind of hits you the wrong way and just kind of makes you mad, you're probably a child of the devil. Because Jesus said very plainly here, children of God, God's people, hear His words. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? Jesus just told them that their father was the devil. And they say, since he say we well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil, they didn't like Samaritans very well. Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and you do dishonor me. And I seek not mine own glory, there is one that seeketh and judgeth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my sayings, he shall never see death. Then said the Jews unto him, now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead and the prophets, and thou sayest, if a man keep my sayings, he shall never taste of death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead? Whom makest thou thyself? When you start to convince somebody that they're not what they say they are, you're in trouble. You're on dangerous ground. The hate for you just increased tremendously because you left them no out. And the reason these modern day easy believism Baptists, and I want to know something too. This has got nothing to do with the sermon. I apologize for asking the questions, but what's the deal with them getting started at 10:30 now, all these Baptist churches? Sunday school starts at 9:30, worship at 10:30. Everywhere! Puckett, down the street here, all of them are going from 9:30 Sunday school, 10:30 worship. I hadn't asked anybody that goes to them kind of places. I was just wondering, thought some of you may know. I think they want to beat the Methodist to the eating house or something on Sunday morning. Get out another 30 minutes early, you know, so they can get there first and get their food ordered. I'm just guessing. It may not be that. It may be that they want the preacher to preach an extra 30 minutes. And still get out at 12 or so. I doubt it. Jesus, in verse 53, they ask him, art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets? Whom makest thou thyself? Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. He's talking about as a man, as the mediator. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your God. Is there any mistaking now that these Pharisees thought that they were children of God? It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your God. Yet, ye have not known him. You have not known him. But I know him. And if I should say I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you. But I know him and keep his sayings. Say, preacher, you sure do preach on that a lot. I just read what's in the book. It says it here. It says it everywhere. If you love me, keep my commandments. John said, if you say you know him and you don't keep his commandments, you're a liar. And the truth's not in you. I'm just telling you what the book says. Judge yourself. Are you a child of God or are you not? Do you hunger and thirst after righteousness? Do you hate it when you commit a sin against the Almighty God? Do you spend communion time with Him in the mornings before you go off to work? Do you spend time with Him before you go to sleep at night? Mourning over the sins that you committed that day. And don't tell me you didn't commit any sins either. We had a group here that said that. Jesus said, or John said through the Spirit of the living God, if you say you have no sins, you're a liar and the truth's not in you. So, say on. Y'all know what I want to call them. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. That's a wonderful story.
Amen.
That's a wonderful thing to go read about. It's a wonderful thing to go read about Moses over there in the third or so chapter of Exodus, where he was trying to convince God he was the wrong man to sin. He was the wrong man. He said, I don't even know who to tell them sent me. Who will I tell them sent me? God said, you tell them I am sent you. I am that I am. And you tell them people, I am sent you. Then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old. And hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. They're boiling by now. I mean, they're boiling. They want to get their hands around his throat. But that was illegal. You couldn't strangle a man to death, but you could stone him to death. And they were already picking up the stones, putting them in their pockets. Then took they up stones to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. In Matthew chapter 26... Matthew 26. The Last Supper. He told him to go into the city to such and such a man, saying to him, the master saith, my time is at hand, I will keep the Passover at thy house with my disciples. And the disciples did as Jesus appointed them and made ready, verse 19, the Passover. Now, when the even was come, he sat down with the 12. And as they did eat, he said, verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. And they were exceeding sorrowful, and began every one of them to say unto him, Lord, is it I? Isn't that something? These were his people. But they knew Jesus well enough by now. They had been with him long enough by now to know that when Jesus told them something, you could count on it. It was so. And Jesus said, one of you will betray me. and every one of them, Lord, is it I? You best examine yourself to see if it could be you. Are you a child of God? Have you been born from above? And he answered and said, He that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goeth, as it is written of him, but woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born. And Judas, which betrayed him, or which would betray him at this particular time, answered and said, Master, it appears that all the other 11 said, Lord, but Judas calls him Rabbi. I guess maybe to throw the guilt away from him a little bit by calling him Rabbi. Is it I? And he said unto him, Thou hast said. Every one of the apostles had to examine themselves, knowing how wicked and deceitful the heart is. Or so says Jeremiah 17:9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? 2 Peter 1:10 says, Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. I don't know how to put it in words. I wrote down all kind of things here. How do you put it in words when you can see that everybody in the world, oh, there may be a few exceptions, them absolute, complete, teetotal idiots that think they're atheists, call themselves atheists, don't believe in God. I don't believe a lying word of that. No. Everybody thinks they're a child of God. Everybody thinks that some way, somehow, when they die, they're going to heaven. They just do. Listen to every preacher that ever gets up and preaches a funeral. No matter how wicked, no matter how unrelated in any way to church, they're going to heaven. Some way, somehow. They made a decision when they was 10 years old or 8 or 9 or 3 or 4 or whatever and have never darkened the doors of a church again. Lived a ruthless, ungodly, filthy life, but somehow they're going to heaven. They're children of God. No, they're not. No, they're not. There's one example in the Scriptures of that deathbed repentance, and that man was on the cross with the Lord Jesus Christ. The only one we have. Examine yourselves. Make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, you shall never fall. It's a good time to go to Luke. Let's turn over to Luke. I told you we'd get there today. Luke chapter 13. I left my watch down here. Got a big watch, hadn't I? There were present at that season, verse 1, if you missed it, there were present at that season some that told him of the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. Sounds mighty gruesome, doesn't it? Pilate had mingled the blood of the Galileans that he had killed with the sacrifices that the Galileans were offering to God. Now, you have to realize that these are Pharisees didn't think very highly of Galileans to start with. And so, since Jesus was from Nazareth and all his disciples were Galileans, they bring this up as though, and Jesus answering said unto them, suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans because they suffered such things? I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. That's not hard to understand. No. You must repent. You must have a godly, sorrowful repentance that I have transgressed the mighty law of a just God, and he will not tolerate it. I must repent. Or those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and slew them. Now he's kind of bringing it home to them Pharisees that Galileans wasn't the only ones that had tragedy. What about them at Siloam? They were, suppose, let me read that correctly. Think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwell in Jerusalem? I tell you nay. But except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. He spake also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon and found none. Then saith he unto the dresser of his vineyard, behold, these 3 years. I wonder why it was 3 years. You know, I thought about that about 3 o'clock this morning when I was reading over this. I wonder why it was 3 years. I don't know. I was just throwing out the question. You make an answer. Behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? And he answering, meaning the dresser of the vineyard, said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well, and if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down. He's saying the same thing there that he said from verse 1 all the way to there. Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Galatians 5, chapter 5, verse 22 says, the fruit of the Spirit. He come to this fig tree expecting fruit, and there was no fruit. He was going to cut it down, and the dresser said, let me fertilize it a little bit. And if you come next year and it bears fruit, well, if not, cut it down and cast it into the fire. If you call yourself a Christian and you're not bearing fruit for Christ, if you're not reading and studying the Word and hungering and thirsting after righteousness, you are yet in your sins. Ye must be born from above. All I'm telling you to do is examine yourself. I'm not your judge, and I will not judge you. You judge yourselves. But the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace, long-suffering, meekness, and faith. If you're a Christian, you're bearing the fruit of the Spirit of God. Faith is a fruit of the Spirit of God, that you believe and trust in Christ for your all, for everything. You know that when you close your eyes in death, that your trust. Look unto me, Jesus said. Look unto me. He didn't say look at me, because we can't see him. He said look unto me. If Brother Thomas said, now, preacher, I'm going to pay a debt for you that you owe, I'd be looking unto Thomas Ray to pay the debt. I wouldn't be looking at him, but I would be looking for him to do what he said he would do. And Jesus said, look unto me. Look unto me. Count on him. If you're one of his, you're counting on him to do what he said he'd do. And he'd save his people from their sins. Are you one of his people? Are you a child of God? Are you a child of Satan? There is no in between. There is no almost there, not there. You've either been adopted by him or you have not. If you've been adopted by him, if Jesus Christ died in your room instead, you will come unto him. Examine yourselves. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. That's also in Galatians. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth unto the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. That's the scripture. Are you reaping life everlasting because you're sowing to the Spirit? If you're going to reap life everlasting, you are sowing to the Spirit. You are hearing the Spirit of God speak to you. When the preaching is preaching the word, when you're singing the hymns, when you're reading the book, you hear the Spirit of God speaking to your soul and feeding you, that gives you more strength, that you may hunger and thirst more, that you may read more, that you may study more, that you may commune more with him on a daily basis, that you may beg forgiveness more on a daily basis. It's not that you're begging forgiveness more because you're sinning more. It's because you're seeing more of what you really are. And without him, we're nothing. But with him, we can do all things. We're more than conquerors. And there's lost souls out there that are been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, waiting for God to send some saint by to preach the gospel to them. Now you may preach to them all your life, may not have but one or two, because few there be that find it. Don't worry about it. You just go preach the gospel. You witness the gospel of the Lord Jesus to lost souls and people that you're acquainted with, kin folks, people at the grocery store, people at that marketplace people go to. Witness. We're fruit bearers. We bear fruit. That don't mean you're going to see 1,000 people saved. It means you're putting the fruit out there. You're bearing the fruit by witnessing to people the truth of God's word. Just give it to them. Let them do what they will. Except they repent, they will all likewise perish. But if they do repent, it's because the grace of God has come into their life and their ears and their heart and give them faith to believe the gospel. Won't be a bed of roses for them. It'll be no different than it has been for you or for every other believer from the beginning of time till now. It'll be a rough road to hoe. But we kept on going on. Because this is not our home. Our home is not made with hands.
That's right.
It's a wonderful place that we're headed to.
That's right.
And long for. And pray, Lord, come quickly.
That's right.
Lord, come quickly. You can't save one soul. You can't save a one. So you just continue to pray. And the Bible says all of his people, all that love him, are looking for his return. We want him to come back. And he's coming. You can count on it. Brother Larry, would you ask the Lord to bless us?
Sure. Heavenly Father, we again come to say thank you for this Lord's Day. Let us together in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And by